How many people do you think you've seen die? I mean, maybe dozens on the internet? Probably a lot more if you include terrorist attacks. I mean, not just 9/11, but also, I mean, how many trucks of peace have you seen plow through crowds at Christmas time, for example? Or if you're scrolling through your X feed, how many people have you seen beaten to death by groups, or shot seemingly at random, or vehicles driving into pedestrians after they've lost control, and people are just kind of in shock, and there's a phone being thrown around, and you're dizzy but somehow still watching? I ask because I don't think this is normal. I certainly don't think it's normal for us to watch these things and be unaffected, as is becoming kind of normal. I mean, just in the last few weeks, we saw Irina Zarudska have her throat slit on a train. We didn't just hear about it, we watched it. We saw Charlie Kirk get assassinated. And we saw that from multiple angles. We didn't just hear that he had died or that he had been shot. We saw it, we heard it from different zoomed-in angles. Maybe you even saw footage of one of the recent school shootings. Again, I don't think that our sort of normalization of this, our lack of affect, our lack of response is normal or healthy. I think that in recognition of the fact that we have souls, we should be affected. But instead, when you see, some random bystander get run over and pinned against a pole or whatever, what do you do? Like, you just scroll down to the next thing, which is completely different and which demands an emotional response that's entirely disparate, if it demands one at all, because maybe you're so numb that you don't actually respond to any or at least most of these things anymore. And there are still some people who are calling for more acts of violence. I mean, the well-known leftist streamer, so-called Destiny, which sounds like kind of a stripper name, but anyway, real name Stephen Bunnell, he said that we should have more shootings of conservatives so that such people are afraid to speak publicly. He obviously spends too much time online, but you knew that from his fictitious name. But again, like, it does seem like there's an association between the people who spend so much time on the internet and them actually promoting these acts of violence because they don't really see the humanity of the people anymore. And that's kind of what I'm getting at here, is that I do think we've lost some understanding of humanity, and that's why the Charlie Kirk shooting affected so many of us so profoundly, was because he didn't seem like just another shooting amongst the many. But we actually recognized his humanity. Like, he, in some sense, we knew him because we knew his values, we knew his faith, obviously a lot of overlap there. We knew what he cared about, we knew his family, or were familiar with the fact that he had one because he talked about them, we knew that he had kids. Like, and so a lot of his humanity was actually online with him. And so it wasn't just, hey, a guy got shot, which I think, sadly, people would just scroll past, as they have and as they do. But instead, it was, no, Charlie got shot, and he was the nice guy who would smile and not get mad, even though most people would be frustrated at arguing with somebody who has seemingly lost the ability to reason. He didn't seem so, right? And so it was this understanding of him and who he was that caused us to actually emotionally react. I don't think that's a bad thing. I think it's a bad thing that we no longer emotionally react to so many of these different cases that are happening. Because if you went back to a person, I don't know, in the 1890s and showed them footage of just somebody dying, I think they would be far more jarred than we are today. But mirroring the Charlie Kirk case, then you have to look at the train wasn't really a stabbing. She had her throat slit. Right, in Charlotte, North Carolina. That one, I think, also affected people. Probably not as much as Charlie Kirk, but it still affected people. And it wasn't the first time, perhaps, that they've seen graphic acts of violence. Certainly not the first time they've seen such racial acts of violence either. Because if you spend any time online, that's what you see, because that's represented in statistics too. But I think that she too was somewhat humanized by in part by this horrific frozen snapshot of her fear, which kind of, I don't know, it showed you some sense of both her innocence and her helplessness, and you kind of see some understanding of who she was. But then you also heard that she was a Ukrainian refugee, so we kind of know a little bit more about her life story, at least we think that we do on that basis. And we come to know more later, but I think just that amount, the fact that she was a Ukrainian refugee and then seeing her response to what happened and everybody else's, caused a sort of, I don't know, humanization, if you like, of her that we're lacking with a lot of the different deaths that we get exposed to. And I do wonder if our indifference toward death, because of our desensitization, affects our collective frivolity toward mankind. Like, stay with me for a second, but I don't think it's exaggerated to say that the fact that we are able to scroll past different people dying and move on to a comedy clip and not find that jarring is probably connected to how we look at people at the beginning of life and at the end of life, and how we're increasing our willingness to say that they ought to die in some circumstances. Right? So at the beginning of life, those who are in favor of abortion are increasingly coming out with more candor and saying that they're okay with killing these babies. Now, there was a certain point in time where they would say, well, they're not a baby yet, and they would sort of want to argue over that. Now, increasingly, we're seeing this sort of other argument of, well, yes, they are, but they're a burden, and therefore, it's a very different argument, you know? And then at the end of life, which parallels it, you see people who are very sick or they're suffering. And so you see this sort of similar justification. You especially see the justification of, well, they're burdensome because they're unable to take care of themselves anymore. Or perhaps, I don't know, that for some reason this hits me even worse. It's the, well, they're going to be a financial strain upon our healthcare system, or in the case of socialized healthcare systems like Canada, upon the people, right? And because they're going to cost us something, they don't really give anything back. Therefore, we have some kind of right to kill them. Right? And so I think that you have this understanding of man that's so fallen, that we're, I don't know, we just can't see it anymore. And we're creating that in ourselves. Like, on the individual level, yes, it manifests in the collective, but we can only control the individual level. And I think that you and I are actually making choices that cause us to contribute to this kind of collective indifference toward humanity. And it's happening to us without us realizing it. So what I'm saying is, like, if you're on social media, turn off autoplay. It's these little decisions that you can make to take care of your soul, because you have one, right? These things should affect you. They should affect us all. And it's not okay that you're constantly being exposed to mass acts of suffering all the time. It's not healthy. And so there's no wonder that people spend so much time online are constantly, you know, depressed and anxious when this is actually part of their experience. Like, shouldn't you be? If you're seeing this stuff all the time, probably turn off autoplay. Choose not to watch videos of people dying. I'm not saying you shouldn't be informed about things that have happened. Like, yes, of course you should know that Charlie Kirk was assassinated. Do you have to watch it? Have to listen to it over and over again? No. And I think if you loved him dearly, dearly, like you were his family or you were his close friend, you wouldn't want to watch it, right? There's something very wrong with that. I think we can make better choices that cause us to be more human, in a sense, to love people better, to care for them better. And I think that if these smaller decisions were carried out on a larger scale, we'd end up with a much better society as well. So we should do what we can to sort of contribute to that, to become that as much as we can, and not to become more of a continuation of this evil.